How are these sidewalks?
They need to be cleaned off.
Maybe just cleaned up a little bit?
It's a hot day, and some adults have taken a group of kids to explore the neighborhood around their school, Cents Charter School, in southeast Indianapolis. They're looking for missing sidewalks and bike lanes, potholes, overgrown bushes, things that make it hard for kids to walk to school.
Now, we're wanting to cross the street over this way. What do you think there should be right here?
A crosswalk.
A crosswalk, shouldn't there?
What they're doing is called a walk audit. The theory is you identify and fix some of these obstacles, and kids might be more likely to walk or bike to school.
There definitely are schools where walking and biking is a great option and is a viable option for those students.
Alan Henderson is leading the group as part of his work with Indiana's Safe Routes to School programs, which use federal funds to improve infrastructure. He says one reason fewer kids walk to school these days is distance. Over the years, schools have been built further from communities, which means more kids taking the bus.
And we really just have not broken out of that paradigm yet.
But he says even for kids who live close to school, there's still concern about traffic.
Did you guys notice how fast that truck was going? Did you think he was going pretty fast?
Yeah.
All right.
Too fast.
So,
that's why the group is checking out the sidewalks and roads. But getting kids to walk is not just about adding crosswalks and speed limit signs.
It's not a situation in which if you build it, they will come or they will start using it. There also has to be some encouragement on the part of the school.
Cents Charter School did a tally and found that the vast majority of its students arrive by car or bus. Just 1 in 10 walks.
There is a child who uses a skateboard, and there was a child who used a scooter, and we found that there were no bikes.
Kate Voss has lived in the neighborhood for 16 years, and she helped get a Safe Routes to School grant for Cents Charter School. She says a huge barrier to walking around here is a fear of crime. While they walk around, students notice abandoned houses and litter, things that reinforce the idea that this can be a rough place.
Whether it's true or not, they just don't feel that they can be by themselves, that somebody might not harass them or try to do harm to them.
The worries over traffic and crime, those issues feed on themselves. The more cars dropping kids off, the more dangerous traffic appears. Fewer kids walking makes it seem more likely that something bad could happen to a child on the way to school. Public health advocates like Alan Henderson want to reverse that cycle.
And certainly the more students who are doing it, the safer it becomes, the more likely that parents will allow their students to walk because everybody's doing it.
Stephanie Thornberry is with the Marion County Public Health Department. She was part of the group, and she thinks walking to school could help with obesity later on.
Childhood obesity is linked to adult obesity. So if we can make changes in childhood to get that number down, then when they get to be adults, they're less likely to have obesity and all the chronic diseases that go along with that.
Kate Voss plans to hold walking and biking safety classes at the school, with raffles to bring people in. And a few kids are going to get some free bikes. She thinks walking and biking would be good for the students. But she also hopes it will have a ripple effect.
I never look at us as just an island here. It's not just getting to school back and forth, but it's just a sense of security for our families and for our community.
Jay Carper, Side Effects Public Media.